My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be, all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. We're going to have an in-studio visitor, Jordan Miller, L.A. Clippers guard who played here, George Mason, for 3 years before going to University of Miami. He's going to join us in studio. Was a Virginia State Player of the Year before that in high school. But join us right now, as he does every Wednesday at this time, is our pal Mike Rizzo, President GM of your Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So if you had to do like a big picture trade deadline analysis, did it go as expected, better than expected? What did you think?
I think I would grade it a little better than expected. I thought, you know, we weren't expecting that that early Harvey deal that netted us the draft pick and a top, you know, a top six prospect for us. So I think that was kind of the jump start of the trade deadline. So with that deal, that was kind of unexpected. I think we did very well in the deadline.
So, as I told you, you know, I think a few weeks ago when we were talking about possible guys going, I like Lane Thomas. I would text you that every now and then. I think he's a good player. And I was kind of hoping you would keep him. You get three prospects from Cleveland for him. Kind of talk about the thinking behind dealing Lane Thomas, who I thought could be somebody that could be in the future in the outfield. I know he's 28. He's not 19 or 20. But good player. But you get three players for him. And you get a 19-year-old left-handed pitcher, this kid Clemmy. You get Rafael Ramirez Jr. And you get a third baseman, Jose Tania. So talk about the thought process of dealing Lane and the kids coming back.
Well, Lane's a terrific player for us. Last year he was all-star quality at the all-star break. He probably could have made the team. Maybe should have made the team. This year, you know, dominating the lefties again and playing good outfield. He's got a cannon for an arm. He's stealing bases. He's, a leader in the clubhouse and just an all around American boy. You know what I mean? He's a great kid and did a lot of good things for the organization, and we'll miss him. But when you think about the trade deadline, you think about what you have at the big league level, where your deficiencies are in the minor league level, and what you need to do to become a championship caliber club. You know, we saw Lane being probably at his apex of his trade value, more trade value this year for Lane Thomas than there was last year for some reason, even with more control last year. But so with that said, we had a market value in our mind for what we would do Lane for. And bouncing around a lot of different teams, and there was a lot of interest and a lot of action with them with the contenders, and you 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 package in the fact that that we've got some outfielders that are close to the big leagues that that will impact the team in the very near future. We thought that it was it was a deal that we couldn't pass up at this time. And Alex Clemmie is was a high draft choice. We loved him in the draft last year. We just couldn't get him. He's a big 6'6" left-hander that that throws 95, 96 with a good slider, a changeup that's on the come, and this guy's got a ceiling to be really good rotation in front of the rotations starting pitcher. And Jose Tena is a guy that plays shortstop. He's a terrific shortstop. He could play third. He could play second. He's got some pop. He runs really well. He's a tooled up guy that's got some power. I think he's got about 18, 19 home runs in the minor leagues this year at 23 years old. So he gives us immediate help at the upper minor leagues and big league level. And Rafi Ramirez Jr. is the son of a scout and ex-player, and is a guy that comes highly touted by our scouts, who's having a little bit of a down year, but we see great things for him. So you package all that together, and you come to the conclusion that this package, it makes sense for us to move a good player like Lane Thomas, and so that's kind of the thought process that goes into that.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. So how should fans think about the future of the outfield, right? So you got James Wood is up. You drafted Dylan Cruz super high, so people expect eventually he's going to be part of the outfield. But what's the future of the outfield look like here in D.C.?
We're prospect heavy in the outfield. We've got a lot of good outfielders that are coming. Some that you mentioned, everyone knows Cruz and James Wood, and Young is a young kid in the big leagues already. But you've got Dylan Lyle, you've got Hassel, a lot of people that are prospects that play the outfield. So I can't really tell you who's going to win out in the future to play in the outfield. I think I'm comfortable saying it's going to be an impactful outfield when we figure out who it is. And I think that, it's going to be a strong part of our organization is our outfield play. So, we're excited about it, and with the additional prospects we brought in, and with the extremely strong drafts that we've had the last three or four seasons, we're looking at a system that's has really grown in impact possibilities. And the good thing about it is that these prospects are finally getting to the upper minor leagues and filtering into the big leagues, which will continue.
Mike, take us in the war room for a minute for those last 20 or 30 minutes leading to the trade of Dylan Floro to the D-backs. How much time was actually left before the deadline when you consummated the deal? And how common is it to take a deal to those last few minutes before the deadline?
Well, I think it's very common that we've done it the last, couple of deadlines. It's, it's all a part of, first of all, when we say last minute deals, we've been talking to these teams for days or hours leading up to this last minute. You just finally get the team to commit to what your deal wants to be, or you commit to what their deal is, or there's something in between that finally gets it done. We felt that Andreas was was something that we do lack in the minor league system. He's a corner guy with big power that can play third and first, and really swings the bat really well, and is a guy that we're excited to take a look at. He's a 25 year old guy that got 19 home runs in AAA and really swings the bat well, and gives us a potential power bat at the corner. So it came late in the trade deadline day, but we had talked to Arizona previously about several different things, and this was the one we landed on.
Mike, I don't know if you can answer this, but were there any other players that other teams really wanted and you were maybe close to a deal and it just kind of fell apart, or you weren't willing to deal?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, there's a lot of players who weren't willing to deal. You know, guys that are part of our, part of the long-term process here, where, you know, certainly we didn't take any calls on our young starting pitching. We didn't take, and if we did, we kind of dismissed it, right away that, we're not moving Gore or Parker or Hurst or any or Urban or any of those young kids. I think teams recognize that and kind of stay away from those guys. They know the position we're in because we all state where we're at, what our goals are at the deadline. And I think that, teams respect that. There's a lot of interesting players for us. So they, there was a lot of interesting asks and some good ideas. And we bounced a few off some other teams and kind of landed on these four, the four players that we traded were the ones that were made the most sense for us in our long-term plans.
I've never counted until this year, Mike. I've never counted the amount of players that were dealt. Okay, and maybe this is normal. I just, for some reason, I was hearing guys being dealt, every 5 minutes. So I went and counted from July 3rd until yesterday at the end of the deadline. 100, and this includes prospects and players to be named later, 178 players were traded in 28 days. Does that sound like a big number to you? It just seemed like there was a lot of deals, over the last, 18 hours.
Yeah, I think that I think that would be fairly normal. I always feel that there's always a run on certain positions and certain seasons. You're always every team that's in contention. They like to go to their clubhouse and show that they're trying and pick up a player. So there's a lot of relievers that get moved around and for a couple of prospects each and that type of thing. And I think that that's what you saw at least late yesterday was there was a bevy of relief pitchers that were moving around and getting a couple of players each for them. So it was it's typically busy. It's typically busy late in the draft because deadlines are made for a reason because if you want to move the player or if you need to get a player, it's kind of put up or shut up at that time. I think that it brings a lot of excitement in the war room. I know that And I think it's good for the fan base because it's a day that people are kind of are tuned in to the media and seeing what your favorite team did what where.
Are you currently in Arizona?
No, we always lock down in the offices at the
gotcha
trade deadline.
Can you just kind of talk about? I mean, the last two nights against the D-backs were just it was rough, especially the game where Finn just gave up the five runs and then 17-0 last night. Feels like it kind of snowballed from the ninth inning two nights ago until last night.
Yeah, I mean, last night it was a blowout. We got our ass beat. So that one is showered off way easier than giving up four in the ninth. At least I'm speaking personally there. To me, give the ninth inning loss is way tougher than getting blown out 17-0. That's my opinion, just because of the way you lose the game and blowouts happen. So if you wash that off and you go on to the next day, the ninth inning loss is a rough one. That's the one that
right.
you're expecting to win that one. And then you turn around, 10 minutes later and you're walking off the field, disappointed. There's a game this afternoon. The good thing about this sport is you play every day. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait a week to get back on the football field, or you have 3 or 4 days to get on the basketball court. You play every day. You're going to have your. It's a roller coaster ride. It's very very few years is it linear from the start to the finish. I've been here before where you've taken your lumps or you're taking that. You've got a tough part of the. of a schedule. And this is one of them. You know, we went into this road trip. You know, it's a tough road trip. Cardinals were hot. And, you know, D-backs are playing good baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into St. Louis, you win two straight there. You could have won the third game and sweep them, and you should have won. You know, you should have won in Arizona. So that's kind of the way I look at it. We were, you know, we're in every game except for, you know, last night. But we're in every game, and it gives us a chance to win. And these are learning days for these young kids. You got to learn how to win those games. You got to learn how to tack on when you're winning 8-2. You got to learn how to tack on and make it 10-2, and you know, don't put it in. Question and with experience and repetition, I think that these guys are figuring it out, and it will be better for it in the long run.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, a question we get a lot from fans is, when is this team going to start winning? You guys win the World Series in 2019. In all likelihood, this is going to be the fifth straight season with the losing record. We get it. You've come on the show a couple years ago and said, I've done this before, rebuilt it, built up a farm system, and then we get to winning. How close is this team?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I think you see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think anybody who has watched the team, closely and critiqued us, I think that they see that that we're getting close. I think that when you have emerging young starters and emerging core group of young players and more on the way. I think that you supplement that with some astute free agent signings, and you're right in it. I mean, there's different ways to do these rebuilds, and we've all seen it. Some teams are perpetually rebuilding, and that's not us. We rebuilt once, had 8-9 years of success, and we're rebuilding again. But in that time, don't forget, we've won four divisions and a wild card championship and a world championship that a lot of other teams rebuilding can't say. And when you look at where we were and where we're going, I think there's a lot of similarities of the two rebuilds. So I think that the people who are paying attention who know where we're at see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that when you look at what the minor league system looks like and what the big league club looks like with the youth and that type of thing, I think that you can, you draw your own opinions and conclusions of where we're at. But I think that I see a lot of similarities of what we did in the past.
All right, Mike, good stuff. It's Mike Rizzo, present GM of the Nationals. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you, Mike.
Yeah, the Nats playing their last game against Arizona today, 3:40. Then they come back. They have 11 straight games at home. So they got Milwaukee for 3. San Francisco for 4, and then the Angels for 3.
Mike Rizzo presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Joining us in studio next is Jordan Miller. He plays in the NBA for the LA Clippers, played here locally. Of course, Virginia State Player of the Year, then played at George Mason for 3 years. He'll join us next here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.